Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. Super pumped as always that you're here. I love reading your social media posts about how the podcast is helping you, the DMs and PMs that I get. So keep it coming. Keeps me motivated to keep going and churning out more content and share more things that you'll find helpful. And if you haven't had an opportunity yet to leave a review, you can head over to iTunes and do that once you're done listening to this episode. That would be so helpful. All right. So my husband and I, we have these weird conversations sometimes, and one of them has to do with my phone. Okay. So I have an iPhone and I think now I have the 10 Max or something like that. And every year when iPhone comes out with a new phone, he's like, let's go get you the new phone. I'm like, I don't want a new phone. My phone works. He's like, yeah, but you do all these videos and all this stuff. I mean, you use your phone, get a huge ROI out of your phone. So you should get a new one. And I'm like, I don't want a new phone. Like, I like my old phone. Leave my phone alone. He's like, what are you doing? I mean, like, call your friends and tell them the issue you have with your husband as he tries to get you new stuff. See what they'll say. You know, so it's just a funny thing that happens in my house. I still have the 10 Max, but let's see how long that lasts. So now with the iPhone, the interesting thing about the iPhone, I follow it, not because I like the phone. I love the company, like, you know, what they do. So they started off with the original iPhone in 2007. Okay, so 2007, that's when they did the first one. And every year they come out with the new operating system. So the iPhone OS, it's called. And I think now we're on number 13, right? So they have a lot of upgrades that happen. So there's the upgrades that happen to the exterior of the phone, the design and all of that stuff. But there's the upgrades that happen with the operating system. And you might go like, okay, this is the EntreMD podcast. I came to hear how to either start a business or make my business better or more profitable. I'm not sure what this has to do with an iPhone. I want to show you something, okay? I want to show you the best business investment you can make. I want to show you the business investment with the highest ROI, okay? It's not with the exterior. It is with the operating system. And when it comes to your business, you are the operating system, right? So the question becomes, iPhone between 2007 and 2020 has done 13 upgrades, 13. And it's not June yet, as at the time of this recording. So there's going to be a 14th one for 2020. So I need you to think in 13 years, they've done 13 upgrades. The question becomes, for you as an entrepreneur, are you still on your first OS, your second, your third? Every year, have you made such amazing upgrades that they put on a conference to say, these are the upgrades we've made. This is the new OS now. Have you made that level of investment in yourself? Maybe you've been upgrading your business. You've got new staff, you've got a new building, you have new processes, but have you updated or upgraded the most important operating system, which is you, which is your mind? Okay. So invest in everything else, but look at yourself. Have you invested in yourself? And this is not something that you say, oh, well, I don't have a business, I can't start. No, nothing changes till you do. Or you say, yeah, you know, I already have a business and it's profitable. Yes, but could it be a lot better, right? If you changed. The real problem with my business is not my business, it's not my clients, it's not the economy, it's me. The second I change, everything else changes. Okay. And this upgrade will not, like the iPhone, is not going to happen by default, right? It's not like, oh, I have 10 years experience as an entrepreneur, so I get upgraded. No, you may have literally had the same experience 10 times. So it's not really 10 years of experience. It's the same experience. Your experiences change when you upgrade. Okay. All right. So how does this happen? It needs to be intentional, and you need to take really good, high quality information and put it into your mental processors for you to change. Once you change the way you think, everything changes. Okay. So what are some of the things that you should be doing to upgrade your system? And trust me, there is nothing I say that's going to be rocket science. So when you listen to it, don't say, I knew that. What I want you to do is look at yourself critically and go like, am I doing this? Okay, am I doing it? If you aren't, even though you heard it before, you need to really hear it and then make some changes. So one is you should be reading books. Oh my goodness, you should be reading books. The most successful people read a lot of books. They read a lot of books. They're really smart and they read a lot of books, okay? So Bill Gates is still knocking on 50 books a year. Mark Zuckerberg, at least 26 books a year. Mark Cuban, owner of Dallas Mavericks, would read for 3 hours a day. Warren Buffett, I don't need to tell you, tons of reading. They're reading and reading and reading and reading. So we should be reading. And if you are not reading, pick a book a month. I would rather you did a book a month than you tried to do four and then you quit. Okay? So whatever you're already doing, upgrade it. If you've been reading none, read one. If you've been reading one, read two. If you've been reading two, read four. Okay? But read, read, read. To which a lot of people will say, yeah, I just do a lot of Audible books. Well, that's great as long as you find that you're able to focus as the book is going. Okay? I'm not a big audiobook person because with books, when they're being read, a lot of times, because I'm a big thinker, my mind goes all over the place. I'm like, wait, what did they say for the last 5 minutes? Because I've gone somewhere, I'm creating a new strategy in my business or whatever, you know, so they don't work for me. So if they work for you, work it. If they don't, tell yourself the truth and go and get a paperback or, you know, Kindle, whatever, and read a book. Okay. So books, it needs to be intentional, needs to be done. The second thing is audio programs. So this not, well, getting information in the audio form. Okay. So that could be a podcast like this one. I can keep up with podcasts because it's more conversation, but when it's a book, I just can't. Okay. So if it's a podcast, pick some really good quality podcast. And I would highly recommend this one, right? And build it into your routine. Maybe I listen to this podcast when I'm getting ready in the morning, or I listen to this podcast when I'm doing laundry, or I listen to this podcast on my drive to work. And I'm going to kind of give you some pointers on how to choose what books to read and what podcasts to listen to and all of that. So you should do that. So that's the second one. Number three, invest in courses. If there's something that you don't know, there is a course that can teach you how to do it. Okay. So the money that you spend investing in courses, notice I didn't say you spend no matter how much it costs you. It's not a cost. It's an investment. Okay. So if speaking is a problem, oh my goodness, invest in developing the ability to speak. People say you're a natural. I'm like, huh? I wish we had met a few years ago, okay? But I came to a time in my life where it's like, you know what? My plan is I'm going to die empty. And I know it sounds morbid, but what it means is I am going to do everything that I am supposed to do before I leave the earth. And being a speaker, meaning being, you know, online, offline, all of that stuff, I was like, I am going to have to figure this out. So, you know, when people are like, you're a natural, I'm like, no, I invested thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to learn how to become a great speaker. Okay. So do that. If you need to invest in a coach, invest in a coach. Oh my word. I discovered coaching 3 years ago and my life has never been the same. I've literally had classmates walk up to me and go like, what happened to you? When did you become this person? What's going on with you? Right? That's how dramatic the change has been. So I spend thousands of dollars on coaching every year because it works. Okay. So if you need to invest in that, if you've been holding off on it, invest, upgrade yourself. Don't be an iPhone 1 operating system when we're at 11. Come on. Okay. So invest in yourself. So books, audio, courses, coaches, but it has to be done strategically, okay? So let me give you one of the pointers to pick what kind of coach to use or what kind of books to read and stuff like that. Let me use books, okay? Books, podcasts, stuff like that. I invest in content based on people and not based on titles, okay? And I'll go into what I mean by that. I invest in content based on people, not on titles. People cannot give you what they do not have. So if you're writing a book on how to build a seven-figure business and you do not have a seven-figure business, you cannot give me a seven-figure business. That's me. I don't go by the title, I go by the person. So I go beyond the title of the book. I look at the life of the person who wrote the book and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want what they got. And then I go with them, okay? So that's one way to look at it. Now, everybody is not gonna have everything you want. So you can end up following people for different things. And I'll give you an example with me. So I know that as an entrepreneur, I'm going to have to lead teams. So leadership is something that I have to be great at, right? And doesn't come naturally to me. If it comes naturally to you, you are super blessed. It doesn't, right? So I have to learn these things, okay? So you have a team and you're scared of doing meetings, or when you do meetings, nobody's listening to you. When it's time to lead through change, you're paralyzed and you're just like, I just want to go and hide. You don't know how to negotiate. You don't know how to sell your plan. You don't know how to help people buy into your vision. Those are all leadership problems. And there is a leadership guru on the earth named John Maxwell, right? So when I'm like, I'm struggling in leadership, I go to YouTube, I get his books, I do all this other stuff. And I'm like, I know I'm working on leadership, right? Because your learning has to be strategic. So I go to him there. Now, like every good physician, I mean, sales was not my thing. The thought of selling that gave me the creepy crawlies. I was like, oh my word. But I had to learn that. And someone who is a master at sales is Grant Cardone. And I'm like, I would read your books and I would listen to learn how to do that. Our styles are very different and they'll always be. But I get a lot of great insight about how to embrace selling. Okay. When it comes to vision and routines, I have a really great friend. Her name is Terry Savelle Foy. And she is the vision lady, the vision board lady, talks about routines, learns so much about building a solid routine that has led to so many successes. I learned that from her. I learned vision boards from her. I learned goal setting from her. When it comes to productivities, my man, Brian Tracy, he is so amazing. He will make you number your hours, give every hour assignment, choose what is important, choose what is not. I mean, he's amazing. I always, always, always recommend his book, Eat That Frog, 21 Ways to Overcome Procrastination. Amazing. And I did a podcast episode, 7 Ways to Overcome Procrastination, and it was pulled from that book. And of course, I gave him credit, but he's amazing. So when it's productivity, then I'm listening to Brian Tracy. When it comes to faith and entrepreneurship, I read the book of Proverbs because, and even if you're not a Christian or, you know, that's a very interesting book to read because you see things like a wise person puts away some of the money he makes, but a fool spends it all. I'm like, shoot, I don't want to be a fool. I'm not going to spend everything I earn, right? You see, the companion of the wise is wise. What that means is if you know who you want to be like, insert yourself in their circle and you become like them, right? So the companion of the wise is wise. Lots of powerful things. So the bottom line is this: when you want to look at content, you're looking at content from people who are walking the talk. Okay. The talk is cheap, but people who are walking the talk. So that's my little list there. But what I want you to get out of this is see yourself. You are more important than an iPhone. You matter to the world more than an iPhone. Your business is really important, more important than an iPhone, right? If the iPhone that teenagers use to binge on social media, if the company is like, oh my goodness, we must upgrade it every year, we should upgrade ourselves every year. And if we upgrade ourselves every year, our leadership capacity grows, right? Our ability to build strong teams grows. Our ability to market up our businesses and put it out there for the masses to get the services that we offer, that grows. Like everything gets to the next level. So it is a disservice not to upgrade yourself. So take a look at yourself, take some inventory, go like, how am I a limiting step in my company? Is it my inability to lead? Is it my inability to market? Is it my inability to speak? Is it my inability to collaborate? Is it my inability to network? Is it my inability to manage my time properly? Whatever it is, go like, whoops, time for an upgrade. Okay? So it's time for an upgrade. So do your inventory, make a commitment, on something that you are going to start working on to change, to upgrade, and get to work. Okay? Now, before I let you go, want to give you a reminder, Entree MD Live is happening Saturday, June the 27th, 2020. It's our virtual edition, which means you don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to get a hotel. You now have no excuse. This is the event for physician entrepreneurs. Last year, it was off the chain. Out of that meeting, we got people who started businesses. We got people who 10X their businesses. All kinds of things happen. And this is going to be so much better, even though it's virtual. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very inspiring. You're going to meet a community of doctors just like you. And I am going to be putting it all out there. Behind the scenes, the strategies that you need that are going to work. I'm going to share with you. You're going to get to meet, actually, doctors who are crushing it. Doctors who are entrepreneurs, meaning they're employed, but they act as entrepreneurs. Those that are entrepreneurs, those that started scared, those that had never done a video before, had never spoken before, had never done any of these things before, but they are crushing it. It's going to be such an electric virtual room to be in. So entremd.com/events, go get your tickets, get ready. There are going to be so many surprises. I'm actually so excited about this event. So you can't miss this, okay? You are going to leave having upgraded yourself for sure. It's going to be 4 short hours that will change you and your business forever, okay? So entremd.com/events, and I will see you on the next episode of the EntreeMD podcast. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an Entree MD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.